What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What does that mean, and how does that work for me in my life today? I'm grateful to be here with you because I've been through a lot of things that have made me stronger to give me the chance to do this today. I couldn't have done this. I couldn't talk about anything from my own life with experience and be able to help you if I hadn't been through so many things in my own life. I'm grateful today also to be here with Madeline. My daughter's 5 months old. She's in the infant carrier here. Well, she's not an infant anymore. She's almost 6 months while my wife takes a nap and I make this video really quick. I am amazed today to see the strength I have in my life. I feel like I have almost infinite patience, and with Madeline is a really good example of that. I have almost unlimited patience with her, more than I've ever had in anything I've known in my life. And I've got that from being impatient a lot of times, and seeing that and recognizing that and praying for help with it and working and trying to get help with it and asking people all the things they do, and then being motivated by other people's impatience to do better myself. My original thought for a title for this video was, "Each person that hates on you also is helping you," because I experienced a lot of that today. I looked at my Google AdWords Udemy course. It teaches how to do ads on Google. And I looked at the course today and saw two reviews where people spent what looks like 30 minutes to an hour to write a review where they tried as hard as they could to absolutely shred the course, to say things that they hoped would hurt my feelings, and then even to try and actively promote someone else's course on there. And it hurt my feelings to see something I've spent hours and hours creating shredded to bits like that. And yet, you know what else it did? When they said, "Look, these other courses are better," I thought, you know what? I bet I can make a course at least as good as the course they're saying, if not make one that's better. I know that I can at least try. The courses that have gotten the most people that have posted the most nasty things on them are also the best courses I have now. When I started out, I didn't have a whole lot of feedback, and I thought the course was pretty good. Well, when enough haters came along to tell me how bad everything I was doing and everything I am doing is, it motivates me to do better, to make more, to contribute more, to honestly look at what I'm doing and say, could I make this a little better? And it's amazing, the one review I got on my course, it was painful enough, it actually brought me into a shame trigger, feeling like I'm not good enough, like I don't belong, like I'm just a bad person who deserves to be punished. It triggered all that up, I cried, I got through it, and then I looked and said, wow, this review contains exact instructions on how to make this course better. It is literally an outline that someone else gave to me after paying to take my course. They gave me this outline. The course ought to have this. This other guy's course is better because it has this. Excellent. I'll put that in my course now. My best course online that I'm the primary instructor on in terms of I make most of the videos like this, my best course has also gotten ripped so many times like that, that it now has all kinds of things that people who originally were frustrated and didn't like and shared, that it now has all kinds of those things in it. It now is a huge course. Every person who tore the course down motivated me to build it up more. When you look at your whole life like that, every person who has tried to tear me down motivates me to build myself up better. It takes away some of the things I don't need. Every person in my life who told me I was wrong and struggling and stupid and suffering and frustrated and miserable and bad has motivated me to work to become a better person. And it takes a lot of work to become a better person. It takes practically an infinite amount of effort each moment, every moment, to try and become a better person, because it's so much easier to just roll on autopilot and do things however you've done them before and kind of go about life like a zombie with your arms out in front of you blindly grabbing for the next thing based on what you did before. That's kind of normal and convenient. It takes a lot of effort to keep looking in every day and saying, what's going on in here? What could I do better? Maybe that person's right. Maybe that guy I played League of Legends with the other day who screamed and lost his mind because I took 4 or 5 of his minions after he died and the tower was slaughtering them. Maybe he has given me an exact method that I can use to learn from and play a little better. Maybe that guy that took the time to send me a message yesterday in Call of Duty cussing me out for being such a camper after I killed him around 20 times in one game, maybe he's helping me see what I'm doing right. He's helping me see that some of the skills I've learned in certain areas are very effective. It's positive reinforcement, and yet it often comes through in a negative way. Every person who has owned me in Call of Duty, who has dominated and played better than me, if I'm open to seeing how they did that, that's how I'm becoming a better player. A lot of people have asked, maybe you should just tell me how you're a good Call of Duty player. Give me some tips on how I can play better instead of talking about all your problems all the time. It's in looking at what I'm not doing well. It's in losing and screwing things up. It's in failure and honestly looking and seeing the failures and looking at what other people are doing right. That's how I then build and do better. I know that I'm teaching these courses on Udemy in big part because I looked at someone else who honestly shared what they were doing, how much money they were making out of it, and I said, I know for sure I can do at least as good as they're doing, if not better. That motivated me to have faith and go forward and go all in. Because most of my life, I was unwilling to go all in. Sometimes the haters that come out and give you a hard time can give you the motivation to go all in on doing the right thing, to really try harder, and to learn and be open to growing to your full potential. It's very safe in life to not go all in because what I did all the time, I wouldn't fully invest in something because I was afraid it wouldn't work out. So then whenever things didn't work out, I could say to myself, well, I didn't put everything I had into it. It's really scary to put everything you have into something because you know there's no more excuses after that. I put everything into my Udemy teaching. I don't have anything else. I have nothing else. When someone rips one of my courses, that was me trying as hard as I could. And yet they motivate me to continue going farther. When I'm trying as hard as I can at Call of Duty, I played a game last night, I got like 30 kills and 25 deaths and we lost. I tried as hard as I could. I pulled out all the streaks, I switched classes around, I ran around like crazy and killed the other team, collected tags, and we still lost. The irony is that you can be peaceful then. When you don't give everything, there's this certain underlying frustration all the time. And there's this continuing lack of getting better. I saw a guy last night, and he's played the hardcore kill confirmed game mode about 100 times as much as I have. And he's still not very good at it. And I thought, how can you play so much without getting better? And then I realized, you don't learn from any of your mistakes. You don't see what other people are doing that you could do better. Or you're living a lifestyle like I used to drink while I played games. I couldn't play good while I was drinking. How could I compete with someone like me now who's sober and has instant reaction times? Even when I'm tired, the reaction times are still really good. Couldn't compete with that when I'd get all sloppy drunk and go 1 in 15 at the end of the night. You can't compete if you're poisoning yourself and beating yourself down all the time. The attacks from everyone else in life often seem like they're bad, and yet I've found what everyone else shares with me deep down fundamentally is helpful. The more offended I am at something, the bigger opportunity there is for me to learn there. I'm getting to a place now where it's very difficult to offend me, and yet it is still possible. Every single time I get offended, I know there's a great learning opportunity there. I get a laugh when someone sends me a message now about how bad I am at the game, because the data completely contradicts what they're saying usually. And yet I can see the world they're stuck in, a world where everyone else must be torn down instead of a world where you build yourself up. Today, I pray that everything that doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Because I know it doesn't have to make me stronger. Everything I go through can simply be suffering and misery while I don't do any better. I pray today that everything that hurts me and offends me, everything that you might call a hater would say, helps me, and that I can see what there is to learn and improve on through that. I pray that you have these same opportunities today, that you can see that everything that annoys you, that you hate, that you don't like, every nasty thing someone does, there's a specific lesson you can learn and grow from and build on that, to the point where hardly anything will offend you or frustrate you. It's possible. It may not be reality today for many people on this planet, and yet that's my reality today. It wasn't for most of my life. I share it here with you because I have it, I've been given it by others, and I keep it by giving it to you today. I do watch my own videos too. Thanks for asking, and I hope you have a great day today.